It is harder to tell whether workers enjoy their work more than they did. Gallup, a pollster, has kindly supplied Bartleby with a smattering of job satisfaction surveys from the 1960s and 1970s. Certainly there is little to suggest that workers back then were any happier than they are today. More comparable data, also from Gallup, from the early 1990s onwards, show gradually improving job satisfaction. Last year, 56% of American employees said they were completely satisfied with their job, an all-time high. A growing precariat of insecure workers gets a lot of headlines. But 90% of American employees said in 2020 that they were completely or somewhat satisfied with their job security, up from 79% in 1993. If the jobs are bad narrative falls down on the facts, why is it so pervasive and so intuitive? Partly it is because no one has bothered to look at the evidence. Other observers just don't like the constant change and churn which has always been part and parcel of capitalism. More still may subscribe, perhaps subconsciously, to what Friedrich Hayek, a philosopher, called an atavistic view of markets. The very notion that people must sell their labour for cash in order to survive may violate some deeply held notion that humans are a fundamentally cooperative species rather than a competitive one. Yet perhaps the most important reason is that people dislike acknowledging trade-offs. Mills seemed unable to square his concern about the stultifying effects of capitalism with his argument that the division of labour had massively increased living standards. People often make similar errors today. The decline of trade unions may have hurt some workers' wages, but it is less commonly acknowledged that this has also made it easier for less traditional workers, such as ethnic minorities and women, to enter the labour market. Sedentary office jobs can make people fat, but people are far less likely to die on the job than they once were. A relentless focus on the problems of labour market still has its uses. It encourages people to think about how to make improvements. The evidence suggests that on average, managers have got better in recent years, but clearly some firms have a long way to go. Many people are still exploited by their employers. Today's world of work is far better than its critics would like to admit, but there is every reason to try and make it better still.